Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes! welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears. And the place to be. Thank you for tuning in once again. If you are new to this, if someone is playing a cruel joke on you and getting you to hear this, you can punish yourself further by going to DJNewStyleShow.com, Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. With me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, welcome back to another fine episode of the DJ New Style Show. How are you tonight, buddy?
Oh, feeling good.
You're feeling
Giants
good.
Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
That's interesting that you phrase it that way. The Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means they absolutely are. They're going to play a game which will cap off a season and one team will come away with the championship. And
no, the Super Bowl is an area. It's a land. You go there.
Yeah, no, I'm not really harping on the fact that they're going there versus playing in a game. It's more or less that you said the Giants are going to the Super Bowl rather than we're going to the big game. We did it. We fucking did it. I hate it. I fucking hate it. I had at least 5 people on my social fucking shit that honestly I should fucking quit at this point. I shouldn't look at people that what they write. I shouldn't, because it just throws me into a fucking tailspin. Hey,
a tailspin.
I just hope fucking Dan Wright or somebody that remembers C-Rock. I hope anybody who remembers fucking C-Rock heard that.
Jersey
hey,
Girl, maybe.
Hey,
I don't know.
Jersey Girl, Nickelbag. Hey, we're going to play the TV theme game. Hey, we're going to the Super Bowl. Hey.
Oh, snap.
That's actually where that came from, C-Rock. It was actually, I started doing that to make fun of C-Rock, but now I just haven't stopped doing it for 6 years. Now I'm the asshole worthy of fucking being made fun of.
Is that copyright infringement?
Yeah, maybe if Biz Markie, when he discovered his girlfriend was bedding down with another fella.
It's C-Rock.
Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? Shit. Yeah, so 5 people in my feed that I was hooked into, my fucking feed. Where I can't get enough. I can't get enough updates from my fucking feed. Shove it down my throat. Feeds. Oh, God. I'm glad nobody hears this or cares enough to make a production piece out of the things that I just said. That shove it down the throat thing would definitely be turned into some kind of a terrible mix.
I was thinking of foie gras, like internet foie gras, where they shove the feed right down the goose's mouth.
Yeah, and then some fucking pretentious asshole with a food blog eats my liver. And says exactly. it wasn't adequately prepared. My whole fucking liver was damaged. My life was ended just so you could taste it and fucking put a thumbs down on a blog article. fuck you. Or give the restaurant that basically used my life as your appetizer a fucking 3.5 stars. Just fucking shitty.
Wow. That does sound terrible when you put it that way.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is fucking terrible, but it's even worse when people who
well, even
eat
if it's like
food,
a steak or something, you know.
Well, not really. I mean, at least the cow goes to other parts of the. Anyway, fuck it. Okay, I don't care.
The thing is,
I'm not an animal rights activist. Here's what I'm really irritated about. It's not a goddamn foie gras or the mistreatment of animals, because I like eating them. I like chewing into their flesh and getting it caught in my fucking teeth and picking it out and looking at it and wondering why it's no longer the color it went in as.
It's now pinkish instead of the rib brown that it once was.
A greenish pink hue. Five people said, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, we? We're definitely going.
And you know,
except we don't have tickets, so you're not fucking going to the Super Bowl.
I just picked one of them and I said, hey, you got tickets? And they didn't write anything back. And I hope they didn't write anything back, not because they're so busy with their other friends that they actually give a shit about. I hope it's because they realize, oh, yeah, I am a fucking a lady-titted nothing in a jersey on a couch, and I would never go to the Super Bowl unless I had tickets. I would go and cheer on a team that was playing the Super Bowl. Then I understand. You like a team. You have a fucking favorite team. I'm just sick of the wee shit.
That's any team, yeah.
Like, I just fucking hate it. I don't know why. It just seems like
if you're not
I can
playing
get
Little
it.
League anymore, you can't say we.
Like that's, I even hate the guy in the fucking opening of Cheers that holds up the We Win sign. Like you didn't fucking win anything. What did you win? You just fucking get people drunk. Just maybe that was probably an older piece of art, probably depicting like a major win of civil liberties from a strike. Like they no longer have to work 18 hours without a break. They actually, that guy probably did win something. But the people on Facebook with fucking orange fingers and Tostito dust on their zippers didn't fucking win anything. They didn't contribute one goddamn bit. I'm sick of it. I enjoy football, Steve. It was a good weekend. Of football, we're
two
not
good games.
Let's
two
just say, games. Let's just say this: we are not a sports show.
Okay? No,
we are not sports people. We are probably the furthest fucking thing from like if you
sports.
If you look at us, if you put us together, you might
not athletes.
you might see that hey Steve is wearing the unbuttoned button down that a sports guy might typically wear, and you might be confused at that. Fucking appearance, but once you speak to us, you'll know we don't give a shit about sports. Occasionally, we watch a couple of goddamn games. Good
I watch
ones.
Baseball. I'd say I'm a baseball fan, but you know, outside baseball,
really?
You know, I'd say I'm a lifelong Giants fan, but okay. It's not like I've watched every single game since I was 3 years old and able to watch TV.
Yeah.
You know, like some people are like, oh, I know everything about every Giants. Like,
isn't that a little sad? Isn't that just a little fucking sad? I know everything about the Giants.
Well, it's like I think it's sad just how much like brain capacity of the American public is spent on sports statistics. Yet we can't solve any kind of economic problems that we have. But we have people that can run a fantasy league perfectly and pick out all this trend like. Play the stock market, dude. What the hell are you wasting your time on this for?
Yeah, I bet you everybody who knows the fucking batting average of any given fucking player from the 87 Mets from either side of the plate, they're probably not doing that well in their fucking their Roth IRA. They dedicated so much to wondering how many fucking RBIs Howard Johnson knocked in. Now, don't get me wrong. If you profit from this monetarily. Or you inspire people to do great things by knowing this stuff. If you deliver information and give a good point of view, if you actually do something with this knowledge,
and
from having watched all the games, that's a fucking great thing. If you're some fucking cubicle asshole who hangs up a fucking pennant and watches the occasional game with your fucking feet up and goes back to your cubicle and just loves to fucking chime in whenever the word baseball is mentioned and you do nothing else with it, then you shouldn't know fucking the rookie of the year for the last 25 years. You just shouldn't know all these dumb fucking things. Granted, I don't know. You know what? I'm starting to feel like a fucking hypocrite right now because there are people that love fucking sports. I just don't.
Well, yeah.
I used to like him. I used to like know everything about the Mets when
I used to swing. I used to swing from one sport to the other. Like,
oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No,
I thought you.
No, I never had a significant other to swing with. I probably
just take frequent trips to Holland, and wear fucking plumber's outfits made out of patent leather.
I wouldn't know.
Fucking Zorro masks that are stained and black socks. Okay, anyway.
What I was saying is I used to go from sport to sport. Like, I'd watch basketball for a couple of years, maybe.
Yeah.
Then I go to hockey, and then I go to, you know, I can speak intelligently on each sport because, you know, I'm not going to sit there and not know the rules and not know, like, you know, why is that guy offsides? Why do they keep calling? What's icing? You know, like, dude, come on. At least know a little bit about the sport you're watching.
Yeah.
I go back and forth, but baseball is my staple. I'll always go back to watching baseball. So you, I played baseball.
Oh, you did. Were you good, Steve?
No, I played Little League. Like,
okay. Now here's the thing: if you've only played Little League and you're in your 30s, can you fucking say I've played baseball? Have you played any more fucking baseball than anybody else in America? Like, if you're past the hey, what do you do? What kind of car do you have? Where do you live? What do you, you know? And you get to the feats of athleticism part of the 30-year-old plus conversation, and you say, "Yeah, I played baseball." People are expecting like fucking single A ball or like college ball.
Come on, really?
They all. They don't want to hear about your fucking. They don't want to hear about your Babe Ruth league experience. Yeah, you know, I knocked in a. I actually got the team a couple snow cones every now and then. Couple in the park homers. Every home run I ever saw in fucking Little League was an in the park homer. I never saw one go over the fucking fence.
Oh, we definitely had like stadiums with a lot of fields didn't have fences. Like, most kids played without fences.
I mean, I'm doing insurance right now, but you know, I'd like to get back into the athletics. Oh yeah, what did you play? T-ball as a youth. I played a little T-ball.
I played high school
soccer.
You're
30 years old. You can't say you played fucking baseball.
What about high school? What does high school count if you played high school?
Did you play did you play on the high school team?
Yeah.
Or did you just happen to play the pity league like I did that let fucking kids up to 16 years old?
I was on the team and I played, so whatever.
Okay, so you actually played high school baseball.
Yeah, but what if someone just plays a pickup basketball game every now and then? You can't say they don't play basketball?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Fine.
Because I know people that play basketball, like, you know, once, twice a week. And these are like the old dudes on the court, like the 40-year-old guys.
I think it's a little bit more approachable to say I play basketball because you don't need to arrange fucking 9 people to form a team. You can just play 2-on-2. Like, if you are that guy that's having a conversation, say, yeah, I play baseball, and you're getting fucking 2 other dudes to fucking play with you, you're a fucking dick. I did that with Sean and Sobers. We fucking basically
That's
practiced.
Right.
I didn't say we played ball. We fucking practiced. Yeah. Sean threw a fucking fastball at my face and hit me in the side of the head. Yeah. But I didn't play baseball. We had a decent time on the diamond. I don't even know what the fuck to say.
That's way worse, man. I'd just say I played baseball.
I had a good time on the diamond.
Pickup game. It's a pickup game. I mean, there's levels to it. I'm not saying, you know, I'm a baseball player.
That's like.
Said I played.
You're inflating your athletics resume by saying, yeah, I played.
Really not.
I played baseball.
You asked me if I was.
Oh, you played ball. No. You played ball, did you? Yeah. Sixth grade. I was the a rotisserie man.
I still hit the batting cages. I hit the batting cages, man. I go every once in a while.
True, but there's
once
something
a year,
about
I'll hit the batting cages. Absolutely,
there's something about hearing a fucking guy say, "I played baseball," where you have an expectation of maybe there's a look. I guess that you have to believe the guy actually was close to the show. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. I think every. Like, is there anybody who didn't fucking play Little League? Do you know of anybody? Can you name one person that didn't fucking play Little League?
From my high school.
Okay,
stuff,
one.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I know
okay, hold on.
Kid that didn't play.
Okay, yeah. Okay, kids that didn't have crutches and wheelchairs.
No, these are kids that just were not cut out to play baseball.
That's something I never saw.
Some really, like, I even played. One year I had a team, a Little League team, and it was. We had the fattest kid in my class and the skinniest kid in my class. And the skinniest kid's dad was our coach.
Did one roll over and kill the other one?
No. Oh, okay. They were both very quiet, actually. Like, they were both quiet kids, but they were both, you know, good at baseball, so whatever.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you with this. Jesus. Okay, Steve. You know, next time, by the way, guys.
It was a fun time. I loved all my, like, a lot of my good friends that I still have from high school were all on, like, my little league teams and high school teams. Like, those are the kids I still talk to.
Did you get the picture pack at the end of the season?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, always.
The fucking fake magazine.
My mom wanted that shit. She's like, this is the cutest thing ever.
The fake magazine of you with a baseball bat on your shoulder and, like, autumn leaves on the tree.
No, you know what?
Like, not even in a fucking baseball. Like, you're by a park. There's a guy stretching behind you.
No, we actually got our shot at the baseball park.
Nice. Very nice.
We basically just had a central park that had three fields with fences that was, like, you know, it was the nice park in our town.
Did you get the baseball card of yourself?
I was just about to say, the one thing I remember from my childhood was that my cousin, he was a pitcher in baseball. And he's like, one day he's like, Steve, yo, check this out. I'm like, what? He's like, here's my baseball card. I'm like, what?
That was pretty fucking amazing.
No, you don't have a baseball card. And he shows me his baseball card. I'm like, dude.
Did it have stats on the back? Because
yes, it did. They were so crazy.
Were they good? Were they good stats?
They were 100% accurate stats. My uncle was all over that.
No, I'm not questioning the fucking quality of the numbers. I'm saying, was the kid good? Because there's got to be the shitty kid.
My cousin was good. He was way better than I was at baseball.
Do you think there's the shitty kid who, like, had a fucking 127 average that got the card?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it said he was, like, traded. Like, he used to be on the fucking
17th
the Rockaway the Rockaway Mets, but then they traded him to the Dover fucking Sitgos.
The Dover Ricans.
There were always the teams like everybody wanted to be on, which were like the local sport team name ones. And then there was like the what team are you on? Oh, I'm on the Mets. Yeah. Oh, I'm on the Yankees. Yeah, what team are you on? I'm on the Barnes Brother Marinas.
Tell me that was actually a team you were on, because you didn't make that up.
Probably. I wasn't on that one, but that was
Do you remember your Little League teams? Do you remember any of the sponsors of your Little League teams?
I remember. I was never on the straight sponsor one, but the hats were, like, it was just like little restaurants and shit. Like,
yeah, local place.
Like Mr. C's Video Deli would sponsor the Bears.
Yeah, I was on the American Legion Post 242. I'm like, what? I'm like, American Legion, what is this? We have, like, an army recruiting behind us?
No, it's just fucking people that eat fucking buffet and old people that dance.
That charge it to the fire department.
Yeah. Pretty fucking shitty. So, to get back to where we were, is the exciting weekend of football, Steve.
Kicked off with
Steven Tyler's lovely rendition of the national anthem that a lot of people are just vilifying him for.
All right. I'll be honest. I just saw it like 32 minutes ago.
Okay.
And I heard all the negativity.
Like right before the show. Did you think this is something we were going to talk about?
No. That's why I was saying, yo, that's crazy. Because you're like, oh, let's talk about the anthem. I'm like, I'm watching that as you just wrote that.
It's pretty amazing.
But I'm watching it, and I'm like, okay. Like, this is actually better than what I expected from Steven Tyler. Like, I thought his voice was just gone. You know, he doesn't do shows. There's no Aerosmith anymore. When was the last time he even sang anything?
In between, like, looking like he's enjoying the aroma of soup as somebody sings and he judges them, he just lifts his nose and closes his eyes. Fucking...
Oh, that's true. He does do that.
He looks like he's trying to smell what's in a crock pot that's covered.
He's trying to smell the 16-year-old chick up there that wants to have sex with him.
Yeah, that's fucking bizarre. I mean, I don't give a shit how he sounded. He sounded like he was singing an acapella Aerosmith song that he fucked the words up to. But here's the most interesting thing to me.
It doesn't even work to begin with.
To me,
the whole premise is messed up.
Who the fuck is applying the purple highlights to this fucking withered old haystack of a man's hair? He looks like a fucking bale of hay wearing just fucking shitty tattered rags. Who the fuck is saying, yeah, you know what you need is a one little dollop of fucking purple dye right in front of your fucking your deflated leather couch face.
It's steampunk goggles.
Yeah, like it's just like mystery.
Are you gonna go pilot a World War II plane, Steve? What are you doing?
I forget what that fucking show was. Do you remember Mystery? Man, if Frank was here, he would be all over that. He loved that fucking guy. I forget what it was. It doesn't matter. It's like 6 years ago at this point. Anyway.
Who are you talking about? I don't even know who you're talking
about. Okay, that's fine. Steven Tyler. So you loved it. You thought it was great.
No, I didn't love it or think it was great. I think it sounded like Aerosmith without guitars.
Yeah.
Doing the national anthem, which is a pretty boring song to begin with.
I just think. Yeah, okay. I mean, he fucked up a couple of words here or there, and he screeched a note, but that's how he fucking sings. And the other thing is, I think people are just waiting for the fuck up. Like, they just want a reason to hate the performance because of Christina Aguilera or whatever. Just forgetting the fucking words and just blowing it.
That's totally different. Like, Steven Tyler got 94% of the words right, I guess. 96, maybe.
That's two fucking singing show judges that fucked up, I guess. If you consider him having fucked up. She's on The Voice, he's on Idol. Wow, this is really fucking great. Really good shit. Hey guys, did you see Idol? Did you watch Idol after the big games?
No, I actually watched it tonight. I guess they had the replay. And I watched like half of it tonight.
I watched a day of, so I got it ahead of you.
Oh, well, that's usually the way it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I usually enjoy the first few weeks of the show. Like, I mean, I enjoy people that think they have some kind of ambition. But I think that even that isn't.
You like
anymore.
The heartbroken feeling of the people that try like so hard and sound.
You're gonna regret this. You're gonna regret this. I'm gonna be back next year. Like, okay, you're gonna come back next year to the show that is gonna not do anything for you. Like, do people need this shit to be famous? Like, if you have some kind of a talent, do fucking people need? Do you need this shit anymore?
See, I said that when. There was the first season of American Idol. I'm like, why don't they just have people become popular by being good?
Yeah.
And then, like, every year after that, it's like, if there's a performance by somebody, oh, American Idol winner, this guy, American Idol winner, that girl. I'm like, dude, I don't even want to hear these people.
Yeah, I don't even. Who was the last guy that won? Wasn't it the
Scotty McCreery?
Was that the dude with the gray hair that like looked like fucking George Clooney's 15th understudy?
No, it was the little young country kid, the ginger country kid.
Oh, I don't even know. Oh wait, I know who Scotty McCreery is. I know.
Kind of looks like
because I was talking to
Shoni Murphy.
He kind of does look like Shoni Murphy.
He does.
He's a little too squinty and happy.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is like an Asian Shoni Murphy.
Tell him to open his eyes and tell him to be less happy, be more mad, and then you might have a younger Shoni Murphy. Yeah, I was talking to Clayton from Texas from Hate Us Talk, and he was actually singing the praises of Scotty McCreery, saying Scotty isn't bad.
He's got a good voice.
Saying he's true country.
He is. You know what? That's what I actually
just I have to say before he fucking punches a hole through his portion of the earth and rips me through it. Clayton does not like Scotty.
Oh.
He just typed in the heroestalk.com chat room with 3 exclamation points. He's a faggot. Properly, like with the apostrophe and the capital H and everything.
Yep.
Just so crazy.
Hey, I like Scotty. It only figures that I like him because, you know, Walter hates him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know that there's any country anymore that he likes. Because he doesn't like Justin Moore.
I think all country is pretty much generic. It's been generic for like 25 years.
Yeah. He doesn't like Billy Currington. He doesn't like the real country stars that are out there right now.
I don't even know who any of those people are. I know, like, Kenny Rogers.
I wish I didn't fucking know, okay? I wish
Billy
I didn't
Nelson.
Fucking know. I wish while I was showering and while I was fucking, eating food or just looking at my phone, I wish we didn't have that fucking soundtrack on constantly. Constantly. And it's like, I could go up and change the fucking channel. I could change it. but I'd have to do it. So, like, I just kind of tune it out at a certain point. It's the same fucking 16 goddamn songs. I'm not going to fucking play it again because we're killing the shit out of that. We're actually, we are fucking making that guy more known.
I think so.
I've gotten some emails and tweets about Suchi. About Suchi.
Suchi. That Suchi stuff.
He can't even bait a hook. And I gotta do it. I'm sorry. I gotta fucking hear it now. Fucking Justin Moore.
It's great.
I by the way, this song gets played every day, like three times. I have the opportunity to hear this fucking song three fucking times.
What station?
On this station. There is no radio. No.
I hope not.
You will not have your song on this station.
Although it's probably the number one played song. So
Fishbone. Nothing but Fishbone. Justin Moore, Beta Hook. Some fucking, I don't know. Like that, the you know, the upper channels of cable or whatever where it has just music. There's a country one called, like,
oh man,
like Dirt Road or something. It's always some fucking down home
Dirt Road.
Goddamn fucking phrase, like, I don't know,
dog
like,
and shotgun,
like Moonshiner or the Outlaw or something
Bad
like that.
Monkey.
Yeah, so now I gotta fucking hear this shit now. I mean, the song is about, like, I lost my girlfriend to another guy. What a faggot he is. And this is all he has on him.
I heard you had to drive him home after two umbrella drinks.
Yeah!
He's got a Prius, cause he's into being green.
Yeah.
My buddy said he saw y'all eating that sushi stuff. Baby, that don't sound
like you.
That
don't sound like love.
Sounds like it sucks.
Okay. So let's really break this down here. I don't know if we properly broke this down. Steve, did we actually go through this?
Yeah, we broke it down, but properly, that I don't know.
Okay, here we go. His girlfriend left him and is with another guy. And they're doing things. Like, she had to drive him home because he had, as this guy alleges, two umbrella drinks. Two drinks with umbrellas in them. Matt!
No. Umbrella drinks.
Oh, I'm sorry. He had two umbrella drinks. What a faggot. Wow. He's out with the girl you used to fuck, getting drunk, and getting driven home. So he's completely wasted, had a great time, and he's arriving home safe. What an asshole. He drives a Prius because he's into being green. I mean, seriously.
What a dick.
What a fucking faggot. My buddy, hey, his buddy said he saw them eating sushi together. That doesn't sound like love. He actually says, that doesn't sound like love.
It sounds
like it sucks. Well, I'm sorry.
Like it sucks. You're eating sushi.
Yeah, that's right. You're eating that sushi stuff. And it's not even, it's like a whole continents enjoy this. Like, it's an actual thing. There are restaurants dedicated to it. It's an art form. It's food. It nourishes a fucking continent. Okay?
It's fucking great.
And it's amazing. And he can't even fucking dignify it by just calling it sushi. He has to act like he doesn't even, I just can't understand it. That stuff.
I gotta take another langual step back.
You are eating that sushi stuff. Like you know it's sushi. You know what it is. Like, even Van is from Alabama, okay? And he says it's great. He loves it. Like, you know, let's think about it this way. We have a lot of prejudice towards people from Alabama up here, okay?
I love Alabama.
Never been. Probably never will be. But let's just say this. You tell me you're from Alabama, I'm assuming you have no idea what the fuck sushi's like. But I expect you to know it's a thing. That doesn't have to be called stuff.
It's just sushi.
And he just he spends stuff. This whole fucking song. Is this the sixth time I've fucking reviewed this song? It's just every time I hear it, I become fucking infuriated. I mean, I know why Clayton hates this shit. I know why he does. Because Clayton's
us watching Jersey Shore.
Clayton's commute to work involves driving through something called the King Ranch. Okay? It's real. It's fucking, it's this expansive area where you could fucking just like be, it's so desolate. You could break down and you might not be found again.
Drop bodies off on the roadside like, and like, never go to prison.
Whenever you picture like fucking the Badlands and there's that little skull that's been dried out of a bull that who was there who knows how long. That's where he drives every fucking day. He
and
lives
there's like
this
dozens
shit.
Of those.
316. Oh shit, I think I missed it. No, wait, hold on. I'm gonna call
768.
316-768-4472. I'm calling whoever just called me, which I think I know who it is.
I got an idea.
Hold on. No, it's all right. Let's see. Are you still there, Steve?
I'm here.
Okay, well, I'm calling whoever that is. They better fucking pick up.
I'm watching.
Don't let it go to voicemail. God damn it. Don't you dare let it go to voicemail.
Answer.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes. Who's this?
Well, this is Clayton from Texas. Who's this?
Clayton, how are you? This is the DJ New Style Show with a guy named Steve. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, sir.
Just returning your call.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, about that song, it's not growing on me in the slightest, but I've been able to hear it just enough to really pinpoint the exact moment when, like, I think my spine curls. And I don't have a problem with the sushi stuff thing. You know, he's just ignorant, trying to make words rhyme in a song.
Yeah.
Is it, fucking is it the drag?
That's fun. Right. It's the... That y'all, that thing that he's like, find out y'all, whatever he says.
Oh, like Paula Deen. Like the Paula Deen y'all. Hi, y'all.
No. She could say it and I'd be fine. It's the way he adds a little inflection. I think Van would from Alabama in the chat room knows. The way he says it, nobody says that. Nobody says that.
Y'all will?
At all.
Hey, wait, in which song is this?
That's you know what song I'm talking about. Don't mind. Fucking say the name.
Let's hear it.
Wow, what an asshole. He can't skin a deer. He don't know who Jack Daniels is. Wow, he doesn't drink the most notorious of whiskeys that leads to beating children and skinning wives. Ain't ever drove a truck, knows how to throw out a line. I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that part. He goes, he knows how to throw out a line, which means like, yeah, he stole my fucking broad. But at least, but it's not the kind that you could buy and catch a goddamn brook trout with. You ain't gonna pull no brook trout with that. How you doing? Let me see your pussy line.
the kind of guy that he's typically talking about, women, the kind of women that we would even want would flee from this son of a bitch. Like, trust me. The always talk about stereotypes are there for a reason. There's a reason. The kind of guy kind of woman that guy would. Like throw a line on hook, you don't want.
Yeah.
So then that's a good song.
Yeah, it is, I guess, right? I mean, it's perfect.
No, it's a horrible song.
Oh,
it's offensive.
Can I just ask you,
it's offensive.
Okay. There's songs like New York, New York, right? And they've been around. Like they're not singing to like New Yorkers, right? I mean, they're just exclaiming their love to of a city to the world, right? Because a lot of people enjoy that. A lot of people will hear that song and they'll connect with it in some way and think, you know, that's a place I'd like to go. Why is it that every one of these fucking songs, like, I'm so proud of where I'm from. You see that fucking door? It ain't never been locked. And I can guarantee it never will. Like, why?
What?
There's a fucking song. There's another song. It's like, where I come from, there's a motherfucking dog in the parking lot. No. Like, it's fucking,
sir,
I'm telling you.
You have to understand something. That song appeals to two people, idiots and assholes. And I'll tell you, I think I've told you this before. When I was in college, there was a young lady who, to be honest with you, this is the kind of music that this person was written for. Like, this kind of person I'm talking about. Okay? She would listen to Alabama's Song of the South. Ugh. She would listen to go, that just
you know what?
My childhood.
You know what? It's funny you say Songs of the South, because in this song, it says, Where I come from, the pine trees are singing the song from the south.
Right, it's that song of the south, right?
The and pine trees are singing it.
Yeah, she goes, that's my childhood. I grew up just like that. And I'm going to shut the fuck up. It's a song. Nobody grew up like that. But she honestly believes that's exactly how she grew up.
Just people like they sing it to a crowd of people that already know this shit. It'd be like me singing about how cool bagels are to like a crowd of New Yorkers and New Jersey people.
And Jews.
And mostly Jews. Mostly Jews. They'd be like, I get it. We're all
New Yorkers
here.
And New Jersey.
But downside, it seems like if you'd get cheap heat or cheap pops if you mention a fucking a mud tire or a goddamn fucking steel guitar.
Yeah. It's like Bruce Springsteen singing about Jersey. It's a fucking easy play.
Yeah. By the way, there was a guy on American Idol. Steve, did you see it? You saw it. There was a guy named Wolf. Did you fucking see Wolf?
I didn't see Wolf.
There was a dude named Wolf who looked like a fucking mechanic with Elvis hair and like and sleeve tats. And he had like a gas station shirt on with the name tag that just said Wolf. And they're like, yeah, my name is Steven like Jacobs. Like, well, most people call me Wolf. So he came in.
Funny, there. Most people call me Wolf too.
Yeah. So he came into the audition with a guitar. Carrying it, and he put it down. Like, I don't know why people come in with the guitar, they just don't even fucking play it. And he starts singing something. They're like, yeah, well, he's like, I'd like to sing something else for you, if I may. And they go, okay. And he says, mind if I play my git fiddle?
What?
Oh man, no one calls him Wolf. And he's like kicked in the crotch. That's ridiculous.
Is that like a hipster country boy?
No.
Hey, look, Clayton. Hey, Clayton.
There's plenty of smart people here.
Clayton, mind if I play my git fiddle?
Why don't you get out of here, you fucking queer?
Hey, that's what it's like where I come from.
Oh, I've heard it before, ironically. There's people being
assholes. Yeah! Here it is. And by the way, the screenshot is just a long road.
Don't you dare go running down my little town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights.
No, hey, everybody lives city lights. Nobody lives that country life. Nobody. I do know people who live like that. Trust me, they all go to Walmart. They all go to Target. They all these fucking songs. They don't appeal. Like, oh yeah, I live the country life. No, you shop in the same stores we do, asshole. Like, it's kind of the same shit.
Here it is.
Where I come from, there's an old cowboy out turning up dirt. There's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt. Where I come from, boys fighting in the parking lot.
Nobody's gonna call the cops.
I don't mind if they don't call the cops.
I'll let you,
Clayton,
continue to bash the music.
Clayton, don't go running down my city lights. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm really sorry. You have to understand. I lived a life where my exposure to country music was Merle Haggard, Hank Williams, and the occasional fucking. George Strait. Randy Travis? What? No! God damn it, I'm not in a goddamn line dancing class. I just have an old dad. God damn, Randy Travis. No.
I'm telling you about my country music.
Okay, well, I'm telling you this. Yo.
No. Randy Travis ain't bad. I mean, he's not classic, but I don't know. You don't see him writing songs about like that kind of shit.
Randy Travis was not bad.
But listen, you ask anybody who likes country music, like they'll say Hank, they'll say Merle, like those are the people I knew. Okay, and then I went the rest of my life never pursuing any of it because I didn't identify with it, right? Bad. And so now here I am living in a house with someone who worked at a fucking Western-themed steakhouse for 6 months and was exposed to nothing but pop country and liked it. And now that's what she wants to hear. That's what she wants to hear is pop country. And I hear it. And I hear it, and you know what? I'm the type of person that fucking listens to lyrics, and it fucking, I lose my yep. fucking shit here. Like, well, what I do is I drink out of red Solo cups and I fucking rap my damn name, and that's I'm not exaggerating that.
I know. Mason jars and
yeah,
goddamn
mason jar full of moonshine.
Do yourself a favor. You wanna know what it's like to be me for a little bit, just like for 5 minutes. Like honestly, I know nobody really wants to, but just at least have a sympathetic ear and turn on some fucking pop country and just listen to the fucking words that they're saying and try to figure out who the fuck would identify with this shit. Who the fuck is attending these concerts and going, "That's me"? That's what I want to know.
Hipsters in the South.
You know, those songs are written for, to be honest, they're not written for guys. They're written for women. And so women are like, oh, yeah, you know, this and that. They get into it because the guys are just trying to get laid. And so they'll listen to anything the girls are listening to.
So if I named a country artist, would you be able to tell me if they were just in it for the... For the adulation from the ladies.
Anybody who's making music and it played on any Nashville station, let's say from circa 1990 to now, is already half a fag. So
surely you're not talking about Brad Paisley.
Well, he can play the guitar like a madman, but his song lyrics are fucking, like I said, they're half a fag. Like it was, you know.
No, I was being sarcastic. He is not. He's three quarters of a fag. That dude is awful.
Yeah, like just a guy. Did he have a song like "Just a Guy"? Like no.
Yeah, camouflage.
I mean, the fact that like let's be honest. Like the fact that men, musicians, they're artists, and to be kind of artists, you have to have kind of a feminine side. I mean, how many men do you see being artists? I mean, real men. You don't.
Wolf playing his git fiddle. For fucking Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler and the dog. Oh, God. If I hear anybody call him the fucking dog again, I'm going to fucking throw my TV in the goddamn garbage.
Who's that? Is that the bassist for Doobie Brothers? What was his name?
No,
it
was like Journey or something. Was there Foreigner? I don't even know. Yeah.
No, I think it was the Doobie Brothers.
Was he? I don't even know. Yeah, yeah.
Was his name Randy Jackson? So nondescript, you wouldn't think it was a black guy with that name?
Yes. Actually, okay. Except for the fact that I went to school with a black guy named Randy Jackson.
Oh, it was a Journey. Yeah, maybe it was a Journey.
Deep Purple.
And also, Michael Jackson has a brother named Randy, too.
Yeah, he
does. Yeah, they can't let Joe Jackson name kids. Not weird. Michael's only had a weird, normal name. Had a weird.
He was the craziest one. And Tito was the most normal.
Yeah, I know, ironically. You get the normal names. Anyway.
Well... Clayton, right. Thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Don't forget to listen to Hate Us Talk. When's the next episode of Hate Us Talk?
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. Well, you know the story.
Well, why don't keep everybody apprised a little bit. A little bit of a disaster.
Okay. Praised.
Yes, I had a huge disaster. I haven't figured out which kid it is yet, but erased everything I've ever recorded, compiled for every show of everything I've ever done. And... So luckily I have stuff on the internet, but like as far as being able to run a show, I'm having to start over from scratch. I'm taking a positive approach because I was in a murderous rage for about 15 minutes yesterday on Wednesday. But now I'm fine and I've worked through that. Take a little new mood, a little 5-HTP and I'm fine now. But
congrats.
No, it's
a frightening thing. It's a fucking
yes.
At how mad you can get over deleted things on a computer.
Right. Just
did you say a 5-year-old deleted everything you've ever done?
Well, yeah.
No. Here's the thing. My 4-year-old, my wife Erica, I love her. This she can't. I have my computer hooked up through the mixer, so she can't turn the sound on to play a game. My 4-year-old figured it out. He knows how to do it. He knows. He's watched me enough times screwing around with that mixer that he knows how to turn all the sound on. And my wife is just like, wow. Because she has no idea.
So how did that delete everything you've ever done?
Well, the problem is he knows just enough to know how to click and the right click. And so, you know, I had it all in one file because I thought, you know, or one directory. on my desktop because I thought, hey, why would this ever be a fucking problem? And the fucking problem is I should have just left it as a shortcut. I'm not thinking that, like, oh, someone will delete this shit. And
yeah.
So I'm actually Burn getting angry just thinking about it right now.
I accidentally deleted some shit. I mean, it was meaningless to me and definitely not as you know, huge a deal as what you're going through now, but I accidentally deleted something on my computer because I just turned the fucking monitor off, and I never put my shit to sleep, and I left something up, and I think I hit the delete key to wake it up, but I didn't realize the monitor was just off, so the shit was gone.
It's you go from a myriad of emotions, from disbelief to almost tears to like just sheer anger to like apathy. Like, fuck it, you know, just what am I going to do? So, no, to be honest with you, like, I've also, at this point, lost two co-hosts because of just scheduling. One of them might come back eventually. Another one is actually left to join a band, start up a band, and sing shitty, hate guy punk kind of music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, we hate guys, so we're going to write poetry and sing it punk and sound horrible. But anyway, that's their plan. And so I've lost some of that, but I've kind of regrouped or whatever, and I think the show we got kind of lined up with the whole co-host, my wife and her sister, the twins. Uh-oh. So
twins.
No, that'll be great. Yeah, the twins.
Yeah.
She's got a twin sister. That's kind of nice.
It's good.
Yeah, it's like I have two wives right now.
Yeah, you got a spare.
Yeah.
One's in the shop. All right.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. Like, all right, my wife dies.
Oh, Jesus, come on. Dude.
Easy. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Thank you very much, Clayton. Don't forget to go to hateustalk.com. That's hateustalk.com. First of all, I want to say thank you very much, Clayton, for calling in, and thank you, the South, for creating such wonderful music that it causes me to honestly want to just fill my ears with cement every time I hear your fucking musings. One thing that always makes me happy, Steve, you might already know this. One thing that keeps me excited and has my positive mental attitude primed and sharpened is ICU 2. ICU, the number 2.com. That's how you get there. It's a free trial of a fine service. Go there, Steve. Right now. I'm telling you, go there now. It's free to try. Download it.
There.
Install it. I'm sure you've already done it.
Installing.
Don't tell lies. I know you're not doing that because I know you've already done it. I know you're an avid user of ICU 2. And you know that it's, as well as I know, it is the greatest achievement by mortal men. ICU 2 has surpassed the Jarvik artificial heart, the Great Wall of China, and Prilosec as the greatest fucking invention that anybody could conceive of. And what does it do? It's simple. It brings
you. Can you talk to other people?
Can you talk to other people? Can you, Steve? Of course you can. And that's not the rub. The rub is, you can talk to other people. Sure. That's what it is. It's ICU 2, right? But wait.
Well, like down the street.
But wait,
right?
I don't
people like in your immediate neighborhood.
If need be. Well, what if your neighborhood was as big as the goddamn world, Steve?
Whoa.
That would still be true. You could be face to face from any place with someone also from any place. And what does that mean, face to face? You're not just talking to them. You're seeing their stupid fucking faces and their goddamn shitty beards and their dumb gray shirts and their fucking headphones and and everything that's amazing about them. You're seeing it right there. And what I think is cool about ICU 2 and a lot of chat services, actually none that I've ever seen do this, when they type something, a still frame is taken from their live streaming video and put right next to their fucking text, right next to it.
Wow.
So you get a goddamn facial reaction with the shit they're typing. So if some frigid, cold, fucking humorless cunt decides to type LOL when someone says, hey, did you see two broke girls? So funny. And they just write LOL and you see their fucking stone face, you know they're worthless. You know they're fucking worthless, and you can discount them as someone you'd like to pursue or even play trivia games with. Did I say trivia games? Yes.
Trivia games.
You can do that as well on ICU too. They have various rooms where they can where you could play fucking trivia and see people.
I love trivia games.
And let's just face it, it's a camera and it's other people, so I think the coercion of people to show their fucking naughty bits, including their fat fucking pillow tits and their dirty fucking rumpled nuts, that is fair game. Go ahead. Go in the adult room. Show everybody what you've got. Maybe shave it down a little bit. Make it look like a hedge. Don't go to the skin.
Be inventive.
Do it like a fucking hedge maze and then fucking show it out there. Say, hey, guys, what do you think of this? What do you think of this, gals? Hey, anybody from Azerbaijan? You want to see my fucking schlong and my nuts and my shitty ass crack? Look at it. ICU 2. Isn't it great? Come on. ICU, the number 2.com. Steve, where can I go to get this revolutionary miracle software?
I think it would be ICU, the number 2.com.
So it's just ICU 2.com.
ICU 2.com.
Come on. Thank you very much, everybody, for supporting them. They, for whatever reason, have stuck by us and our amazing reads. And also the amazing
reads
from
Professor
Trump.
I think if they replayed, if they started their ad campaign now.
Yeah.
And replayed every single way we've run their ad.
Yeah.
They would have to.
They would actually stop paying us because they'd finally hear it for the first time. I'm convinced they can't possibly have heard any of these. But I love ICU too. There's the internet and there's all the things you do on it. And at the top of the list, ICU too. Yes, definitely not taking number one is obsessively searching YouTube for specific things.
I get
into my you do it obviously you watch fucking videos. I'm guessing.
Well, I search one video and then I pretty much go by the suggested links after like I watch one thing. Okay. And it's like, oh, that looks good. Oh, that.
But how do you get started though? That's what I want to know, because the way I use YouTube isn't like I'd really like to see fucking Eve Six's music video. No, it's not. I look for something that I heard about or that I remembered, like some fucking urban legend, like somebody swallowing their tongue. And then I'll see something like that and I'll just fucking want to see every single one to ensure that I've seen the most gruesome one of its kind.
Yeah, pretty much. I agree. That's the way I do it.
For about a year, I searched for the cyst videos, cyst popping.
Oh,
fucking
man.
Just balls of pus. Oh,
those are the worst. You ever see the one with the guy on his back and it's like a pie plate?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I've seen. I think I've seen every single one. I'm not exaggerating when I say like a year and a half, 2 years. I've been looking at these. They're the worst one.
I've spent like 35 minutes and I can't do it.
The worst one I've ever seen is some dude that was laying like on his stomach, and he had something I guess on his like shoulder blade, and I remember he had like a neck tattoo that was like lips, and his friends were like operating on it. They were cutting into him to try and get it, and they reached a point where like they're using a fucking like a pocket knife to slice into the guy to pull it out, which. You know, after having seen the medical ones, they do it with like
that's like some movie shit.
They
right
do it with
there.
A scalpel, like when it's a real doctor. But they make a small incision. These people slice just like 2 inches across his fucking back, and then
they started at his upper neck,
and then they squeezed it and broke it. Like the reason you slice it is so that you can get the whole thing out without breaking it and having any of this shit leak.
Yeah,
but they just started fucking squeezing it, and like cottage cheese
cut it
came
right
out
over the middle.
And eventually they pulled the clump and it had a string that was attached. They're like, oh. And you hear in the background, and this is what makes it the worst, like a concerned woman saying, oh my God, is it cancer? Like that. And the dude who's cutting, sawing at this thing, goes, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Shouldn't you be wearing gloves?
No, I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. Just people have no idea deciding, yeah, I guess you cut into your friend, sure, whatever. Like, you would think if you're going to slice into your friend's back to remove a cyst, you'd at least have either seen it happen or have an idea. Yeah, I don't know. just.
Have you ever gotten stuck on botfly videos? Those are pretty bad too.
No, but now I think I'm going to be.
BOTFLY, botfly.
I have a new obsession.
Oh my god, they're even worse than the big sis videos.
Shit. And can you believe, like, you know, these are things, like, I'm not the only person who's obsessed over fucking cyst videos and just, like, very specific things. There are very popular cable shows dedicated to these videos being a funny thing that people do. Yeah. People email them. They post them on Facebook. And, like, what, 2005? Before that, like, none of it was around. You didn't do this in 2005. YouTube didn't exist. It's fucking mind-blowing that it was that recent.
It's America's funniest home videos. That's what you had.
That was the only avenue for fucking amusing random videos.
You got 25 videos.
Yeah.
Weekly. That's what you got. That was YouTube.
I mean, granted, you could download the huge video file and then watch it if it worked, and you would save it because it's funny, and you would have a huge folder filled with all this fucking useless shit, and everybody had the same fucking things displayed on their dumb websites, or it was like Style Project or fucking Consumption Junction. They all had the same fucking thing, and you would download them. You wouldn't stream them. I remember the first time I saw when I saw a fucking streaming Flash video, I didn't know. I thought I was being I didn't know what the fuck it was. I didn't know how they were doing it at first, and then I'm like, holy shit, this is just a fucking Flash thing. This is just embedded.
That was me the first
They're
time I
streaming
saw an animated
it.
GIF file. I'm like, what? This is a GIF file? What? How is it? Oh,
absolutely fucking mind blowing. And that was
understand.
And that was early 2000s. Early 2000s. Just fucking amazing how fucking just pervasive the shit is.
It's like porn.
You can't
have kids nowadays.
Yeah.
Like,
of course.
What, like eight years old, you have a iPod or a laptop or an iPad. Anything that I can access the internet.
I don't know how you shield a kid from porn. I don't.
There is no
I don't.
Way.
Like, I'm living in a world now, I don't have children. I have a goddamn Cocker Spaniel, and you know what? If he could watch porn, I'd let him. But if I had when I have kids, it's going to be a real concern. Like, hey, eventually they're going to be like Clayton's kids. They're going to know their way around a computer enough to just fucking delete everything. But then they'll stop deleting things, and then they'll start seeking out people fucking and nudie people and fucking lady parts. Like, there were memorable fucking moments of just seeing a tit and it being like just fucking mind blowing.
After 9 hours of downloading the file.
And now...
C-modem with resume.
You can be 8 years old and fucking know everything. It's a little fucking frightening. It's a little goddamn fucking frightening. By the way, in the HeroesTalk.com chat room, where, you know, we do this live on Tuesday nights, but if you're downloading this, listening to it not live, why don't you try it next time? And you could deliver such... awesome comments as a Ustreamer 483703 who writes, hey, has anyone seen a video of jizz flying slow motion across the room? This show reminds me of that.
Jizz spelled G-I-Z.
Yeah, G-I-Z. That is a sign of someone who's never seen the word jizz written, but has said it a lot.
Yeah.
This show is a lot like jizz flying slow motion across a room. In that it's being shot from someone who wants it seen and being shot at people who don't want to see it.
And not That's caring basically if it gets all over their face.
And no, they definitely care that it's on their face even for a second, but it causes me boundless delight when it happens. When my fucking slow motion jizz ends up on the face of you streamer 483703's face on the like just going across the bridge of his nose like a fucking a breathe right strip, I am elated. I am very, very joyous. I don't know, Steve. I was thinking about this shit and like just maps, fucking. Google Maps was what, 2004? That came out? 2005, like, I don't even know. I can't picture a fucking world without it at this point.
It's everywhere, too. Yeah. Like, it doesn't even have to be in yellow. Today I was actually using Google Maps,
yeah.
And I was looking for street view of something, and I was like, wait, this isn't yellow. This is just white. I'm like, wait, even the white areas have Google, like, the street view.
Yeah. Just absolutely fucking... I want to see when it came. It came out in February of 2005. It seems like it's been around fucking forever. 2005 was the greatest year ever. YouTube and Google Maps changed the world. I worked at an insurance place for years, and what they would do when they were building their quotes is they used to print out a map from a website and include that in the write-up of their quote. They would go to MapQuest. They would actually click the north and south and northeast and southeast fucking buttons to perfectly position the goddamn thing. Clicking buttons to move the view. The first time you ever clicked and dragged that map, that was a fuck. You were broken forever. You were broken. That's how fucking just spoiled we've become. You think, like, oh, it's a map. Obviously, I can just fucking drag my finger all around it. Like, if you go to an old GPS even, like, you might not be able to do that. There's a chance that on an old GPS, you might not be able to drag your finger to move the fucking map.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's fucking crazy. I don't know.
I don't even understand. I don't understand, like, everybody needs to have, like, iPod compatibility, too. Like, if they can't get out of that operating system of Apple, like, people are just totally confused.
I mean, I don't even care. I'm not gonna pick a side of, oh, dude, Android. Fuck it. They're open. Fuck Apple. Fuck. I don't care.
It's all the same.
It's
just
it's a goddamn miracle. It's a fucking miracle, and we just all expect it now. That's what it is. We fucking expect it. Right now, you could probably find every performance ever by your favorite band. If not your favorite band, Steve, because that's probably somebody from 96. It's probably like Alice in Chains. But like someone
it's one of the top.
Someone that is performing now, there's a great possibility that every one of their fucking performances is available online right now. That is, and it's expected. It's like if you go there and say, fuck, Sublime's last show isn't fucking, they don't have it online. I can't fucking download it. It's a big fucking pain in the ass.
It's only 480p, man. What the
fuck? Fuck. You can't even see Bradley die in a hotel. Fuck. But I remember distinctly there was a commercial for, I think it was Quest, and their thing was Ride the Light. And like it was a very like weird commercial. Like someone walks into a bar and like, imagine a jukebox where you don't choose A7, you choose a specific performance of any band like that. And it was like, basically, look what we're going to do with the internet. And it seems so fucking impossible. This is like, dude, I just fucking use Napster. There's no way everybody's going to have every fucking thing. You know how much space? Like, there were people that would debate that. Like, dude, this is never going to fucking happen. And now, it's like, yeah, why wouldn't that be there? Why wouldn't that fucking be there? It seemed so fucking impossible. It seemed like it would never happen then. And it did. What the fuck is going to come next? What the fuck could possibly blow us away next? I'll have no idea. Just
implants.
Is that where it goes? Is that the flying car of technology? Right. That's what
you
it
know
is.
What?
Dude, you
know what?
They're just going to put it on my eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that would be better in some cases because I think if people don't even have to think to do like their texting and shit, they might be able to drive better. They might be able to walk down the street a little straighter.
How the fuck would they, where would the implant be in your fucking brain? Like, I don't understand how you're going to be better if part of your brain is, and also, why am I entertaining this? The fact that somebody would have a fucking neural implant so they could tweet how much they love a fucking sandwich is sickening. I don't want to be part of that fucking world.
It's going to happen.
I don't want to be part of a world where every thought now is fucking archived. Is that what it's going to be?
In 7 days, they're archiving all of Facebook.
I bet you. Yeah,
no, they're doing the whole...
Oh, the timeline? Everybody's going to be in the fucking timeline?
7 days or something like that. I'm going to quit Facebook in the meantime. Fuck social networking.
You're off now. You're not going to do it.
What? No, I'm not.
What do you mean, no, you're not? You're not going to quit, or no, you're not going to use it?
Probably not going to quit.
Oh, okay, then why make the stand? Fuck it, dude, I'm done. I'm not going
to
quit.
Because I have nothing to hide. Like, I just realized.
I got to play Words with Friends. I got to do that. That's what I'm going to do. I need to do it. Something I need to do.
Fuck all that. People cheat and that shit.
Do you play that? I didn't know what it was. I've heard about it because I listened to Best in Show. I listened to, obviously, all the shows on Heroes Talk, Hate Us Talk, Geeks of Rage. And, you know, occasionally the phrase Words with Friends comes up. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I've been playing Scrabble on my fucking phone, connected with people that don't fucking play their goddamn turn, Spickle. Spickle, you don't play your fucking turn. Wake up, you jerk off. And
yeah,
20 so
minutes on the turn.
So
by the way,
I download this fucking this game, Words with Friends, and I play it, and it's fucking Scrabble.
Yeah.
I don't. Why the fuck is that any better? Why wouldn't you just play Scrabble? I don't understand.
Because apparently Words with Friends, you can do more moves in less time or something.
Oh, is that
like
what it is? I don't know. Fuck it. I have no patience for this bullshit.
But
I really
there
don't.
Are more like cheats on the dictionary for Words with Friends for what you have out there. Huh. There's apps. There are like counter apps.
Who gives a shit? Just fucking play with your brain. Like, why do you have to be perceived as the smartest human? Hey, you know who knows a lot of words? You know who knows a lot of words? The guy that fixes my brakes, he knows a lot of words. Yeah, he's on Words with Friends. He put out Quixotic.
Zygote for 9,000 points.
Who gives a shit? I like playing the Scrabble, and you see people just put like ton, T-O-N, like just three words. Or three-letter words. I love it.
Like what? W-H-A-T. Oh, like, good job, guy.
It's like that one episode of The Sopranos. There was a scene where, I forget, Jackie Jr. was playing Scrabble with fucking Meadow in her dumb dorm. Like this is how he's going to lay the move on. They're going to play a fucking a word board game. And I guess to really seal the deal. Like she has like all seven-letter words. He just puts down ass. And she's like, really
that
mature,
ass.
Really mature. He's like, well, when you gonna give me some? I don't know. It's just retarded. Smooth. Absolutely fucking retarded. Almost as retarded as something that I read on Shawnee Murphy's Twitter. We work in the same place. And I saw that during work hours, he posted that I would rather have extreme tooth decay then brush my teeth in the office bathroom. And he used the hashtag vile. And I know that there was a guy that worked in our office that would just brush his teeth at the same time every day in the office, regardless of you know, who ate what bowl of fucking beans and rice and who's shitting. Like, I've seen him in there. Like, I had to go shit. I went in there. I saw the two stall doors closed, and I saw him brushing his fucking teeth. So there's two people shitting behind him, and he's got his little fucking roll-out tackle box of dental care equipment. And he's, hey, how are you? But I was wondering why he wrote this, because that guy retired. That guy doesn't work there anymore. They had the big send off, and
this is after.
Yeah, and you know they said all the embarrassing things about him, but they never like oh, if you ever wonder why there's a half bagel in the bin, it's this guy over here. So you probably won't be seeing it anymore. Nobody brought up the fact that he obsessively brushes his teeth one to two times every day while people are shitting diarrhea water into the fucking toilets behind him, and. The nature of this bathroom, the bathroom was closed all day yesterday. I thought after an email Sean sent to management that there's no ventilation in the bathroom. It's 10 degrees hotter when you walk in. Like it's literally like you feel that wall of heat.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
And there's a permanent
corpsey
kind of pissy shit smell in there.
That's a stench.
And from previous episodes of the show, we know that if you smell shit, That means shit is actually in your nose. You are, you have molecules of shit in your nose. And if it's a really, if it's a lot, if it's a strong smell, that means there's a lot of shit in your nose.
Extra, yeah, extra poop in your nose.
And it's probably coworkers that you don't enjoy doing it. So it's people you don't like shitting in your nose when you smell that shit.
See, like,
and it
I
was,
have to say.
It, and it was closed.
Hold on a second. Between school, high school, and pretty much every job I've worked since then,
yeah,
I have minimized my bathroom time there because every time, even in college, like, if you go to the bathroom in college, it's like the worst thing ever.
Really?
And I just I can't even bring myself, like, before I go out, you know, just go to the bathroom before you go out. If you have to go to school, go to the bathroom before you go there so you don't have to go to the bathroom while you're at school. You just have to, like, take care of all that. Like, give yourself 10 minutes, you know?
I mean, I've done my share of public toilet shitting, okay? Airports. Like, just recently, I got back from Seattle.
Oh, my God.
I shat in a fucking airport. No problem. No problem. Nothing smelled. Nothing was dirty. The fucking airport bathroom is a specimen compared to our fucking our office place. I have to cover the seat and put a goddamn blasting mat down on the surface of the water and fucking pre-flush just the stomach using the toilet in our fucking bathroom.
I didn't think
twice of shitting in Newark Airport. Didn't think twice. So our bathroom at our office is hideous, and it was closed.
Wow.
And I thought it was because of Sean's email to management, where he voiced these issues. And I was like, you know what? I think another one of our coworkers was like, I'm going to frame this email. I said, yeah, it should be read over like an audience of people with fucking wine bottle candles on stage with like a dimly lit brick room. It was so beautiful the way he phrased it, and the fact that it was closed. I'm like, oh, they're fixing it. They're gonna do it. But then we got an email that said, yeah, the reason the men's bathroom is closed because it was leaking into the floor below.
Oh God!
So as shitty as our bathroom is, we're on the top
it
floor.
Leaked.
We're on the top floor. There's no excuse. Like, we can't say, oh, the floor above us leaked into our bathroom. That's why it's so shitty. No, it's disgusting by our own doing. And on top of that, it was leaking into somebody else's bathroom.
Yeah, so it's
closed
like,
this down.
You can't even, it's only you and your floor that shit into the people below you.
There have been memos prodding the gentleman that used the bathroom to not piss on the floor. Like, company-wide memos. Just
not
hideous.
Piss on the floor?
Yes! Every surface in that fucking place is wet. Every fucking surface you look at is wet.
See, this is what I'm talking about, man. Like, I cannot do, like, public bathrooms.
Where am I going to go, Steve?
I really don't know. Like,
when I got that fucking tailbone heaviness, where
like,
am I going to go?
How long are you at work? 8 hours a day?
Nine. Nine and a half, ten.
And you have to shit every day.
Several times.
How many times do you shit a week? Like 10?
I'm a 5-time-a-day shitter, okay?
A day?
A day! I'm gonna shit after this!
Wow.
I'm holding it. I'm in a fucking position to cork it right now. I'm leaning forward so it doesn't fly out.
I thought you were about to say a week. 5 times a day.
5 times a week would be amazing. That would be amazing. You know what? I hear Shawnee Murphy's like once a year shit thing, and that sounds great. Like, it's like, wow, you must have so much free time. But he makes up for it. Anyway, so that's how disgusting it is. And that guy that retired would brush his teeth, shit or not, every fucking day. Take the same toothbrush in there, put it to his gums and teeth and tongue.
Oh,
brushing his tongue!
Get the E. coli down deep.
So I saw this post. I'm like, God, why is he thinking about that guy? That guy's gone. He doesn't even come here anymore. And so I said, I'm like, yeah, what are you thinking about the guy? I don't want to say his name. But everybody who works probably would know. Well, maybe not, because now... Apparently, what I found out is there's another guy who does it.
Oh.
There's another guy who brushes his teeth in the fucking bathroom. And nobody ever knew about it. He just started doing it. I guess maybe he's picking up where the guy left off. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what is this? Is he copying him? Does he think he's awesome for doing this?
I don't know. Maybe like somebody's got to do it. So, but the weird thing about it is the way that Sean described it is that when he walked into the bathroom, when Sean entered the bathroom with the intent of pissing, this guy was brushing his teeth. But he was standing in an open stall facing the toilet, brushing his teeth.
What? He was brushing his teeth and, like, spitting on his cock as he pissed?
He was in a stall with the door open, brushing his teeth. Like, not standing by the sink. Like, I don't know. It's inexplicable. I have no... Number one, I don't know why you would be brushing your teeth in a fucking bathroom. In a public bathroom.
Yeah.
Where people... Where
that's,
you're,
like, number one.
Where your comrades, your coworkers, shit their fucking... They're suchi, that suchi stuff into the fucking toilet.
Some Thai food and suchi.
Goddamn tofu. Yow.
Yow.
But he was just standing there, kind of peering into the stall, just brushing. And I just started to wonder, I'm like, well, if you have to brush your teeth in the middle of the day, that there's no way that could be the only time you brush your teeth, right? You would think if you're brushing your teeth in the middle of the day, you'd better be brushing your teeth three times a day.
Yeah.
You better be in the morning, I guess, in midday, and at night. After every meal, you're brushing your teeth. That's what I would believe. Right?
I guess if you have to brush your teeth in the middle of shit stench... then I guess you're a toothbrusher.
But how could someone that brushes their teeth in a fog of shit, suspended diarrhea,
just like E. coli,
like electrons and diarrhea, just suspended in air? How could someone that is so careless to do that be so diligent on the oral hygiene front? How could they? And I'm thinking they want that recognition. They want to be known for whatever reason. I mean, when you work...
guys to think that they have good hygiene?
I don't know what it is, but there are certain things that you'll notice about people that when they're relegated to a desk, a cubicle, a pod, whatever you want to call it, when they work for that and they don't get too much recognition, they just do their job and they go there every day, some of them slip into a mindset where... they do something to establish themselves and give themselves some kind of notoriety or credibility. And maybe that guy who actually worked a desk away from the guy who left to use to brush his teeth, maybe he decided, you know what? People are going to know me. And they're going to think, I brush my teeth three times a day, but I haven't brushed my teeth ever. So now he's brushing his teeth in the middle of the day once, and people are crediting for two extra brushings a day.
Yeah, that just sounds disgusting to begin with.
Clayton in the Heroes Talk chat room is asking a very important question. Where do you put your brush after you're done? You can't put it on the sink. I'll go as far as saying you can't even rinse it in the fucking sink. God forbid you tap the back of that thing to the fucking that sink.
A little bit of the edge of the sink. It's totally corrupted.
It's over. You have to get a new toothbrush every day. And not only that, every week it seems there's a new fucking product to get away from brushing your teeth. Isn't there like a fucking
wisp?
Isn't there a finger glove you can rub on your teeth?
It's the wisp.
Is that what's called, the wisp? You just
some bullshit Colgate wisp.
You get like a fucking oven mitt for your index finger. And just go.
And you just like rub your mouth. You just like,
oh, I'm clean. Yeah, or gum. Chew gum. Chew something. Get a fucking greenie from your dog's dish. Chew on something. Why do you fucking need to brush? I'm harping on this. It's because I can't understand it. I'm not trying to kill time. I'm not trying to do it. Steve, do you see any reason for it? Do you think the guy... Okay, let's do this. Because Sean's tweet was that he would rather have advanced decay than do that. Like, he's basically saying if a dentist said, hey, you need to brush your teeth after everything you eat, or else your teeth are just going to rot out of your mouth. He would let that happen over brushing his teeth in the shitty office bathroom.
I agree.
I agree with him. Either that, if that's the only way.
I don't think that would happen.
If that's the only way. Or you just fucking Listerine it all day. Spit it in the goddamn garbage can. I don't know.
Just become an alcoholic and drink whiskey constantly and your teeth will be fine. I don't know.
Really?
You don't even know who Jack Daniels is.
You don't. Well, that's the thing. Sean Murphy doesn't know who Jack Daniels is.
Yeah.
And he can't even bait a hook. Yep. He can't skin. He surely can't skin a buck. Do you think Sean Murphy could skin a buck?
No.
Of course not. God damn it. Steve, I'm sorry. I've been babbling the whole fucking show. I didn't know if there's anything that was affecting you. I mean, you lead a pretty exciting life. What was the highlight of your week? Was it
buying a toaster oven?
The highlight of your week was purchasing a toaster oven.
Yeah, it was today. I almost got killed 3 times. It was great.
How did you almost get killed through? First of all, why were you buying a toaster oven?
The old one broke.
Okay, so you had to replace it. It's not like, dude, you know what I'm doing? I'm only going toaster.
Upgrading,
oven.
Bro.
Dude, I'm bringing the oven downstairs. Now I'll never have to leave. Now I'll never have to go upstairs. I got
no, but
cooking
this shit
surface.
Has a rotisserie. Rotisserie, man.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you almost died 3 times to get a toaster oven.
Yeah, because apparently women plus SUV plus cell phone equals death in a Walmart parking lot.
I yelled coming out of a mall with Amanda. I yelled at somebody. They had their window up, obviously. Like, that's why I did it. But they had their fucking phone next to them. I pulled right next to them, and I looked at them, and I said, "Hang up your fucking phone! Hang up your fucking phone!" Like, over and over again. And eventually, like, I mean, they didn't hear me, but eventually they put their phone down and they looked like to check traffic, but then they looked at me and I'm just staring at them. And they kind of
evil cold Jersey stare.
They were a little bit self-conscious. I like to yell things like when people drop cigarette butts, tell them that they dropped some garbage, they forgot something, I just like to bring it to their attention that somebody saw them. I want them to know that I know.
You know what? No one's ever done that to me, so I'm glad I'm that sneaky.
What do you mean?
No one's ever called me on it.
On
if
what?
You call people on it.
On what?
Dropping a cigarette butt.
Oh, come on, Steve.
What?
You fucking put cigarette butts out your window.
It's cotton. Not at my window. Not a burning butt.
Oh, come on, dude. Are you fucking kidding? Are you serious? You throw a fucking cigarette butt out the window.
No, I said never a burning one.
Okay, so what is?
Otherwise,
what do you,
it's just
so
cotton.
What do you call? What do you call
it's
a
cotton.
Nun? It's just cotton. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
It's fucking litter, Steve. It's litter, and I'm sorry that looking at you.
Wait, hold on. If someone's walking down the street on the sidewalk eating a banana and just tosses it into the road, that's litter.
No, that's not. That's organic waste.
Exactly.
However, if the banana was previously on fire, I wouldn't trust that they properly fucking put it out. Okay? You and your fucking cotton thesis. I don't know, Steve. It's fucking... Just put it in the ashtray. Okay?
What ashtray? This ashtray is nothing. You can't get a car with an ashtray
anymore. Stop smoking.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Has the doctor ever told you to stop smoking? They ever bring that up to you?
Yeah, what, I did.
How do they say it to you?
They just make smoking sound fucking terribly horrible for you. And you're just like, yeah, I know,
they
I know.
Steven, you should stop. You should stop smoking. It's bad for you. Do they tell you it's bad for you?
No, they basically, no.
What are you, a faggot? Stop smoking.
Doctors are way more sarcastic than that. Well, at least my doctors are. They'll be like, you know, well, look at this, and you know, they go over a list of like 9,000 things you'll get from smoking. Yeah. They're like, all right, I'll quit.
See, I find that the doctors are not like that. Doctors are more straightforward and factual and have some kind of manners. Like, they have some kind of concern for the patient.
Not my doctors.
But however, however, dentists are just pieces of shit.
Dentists, see, my dentist is exactly like my doctors.
Yeah, I mean all dentists are sarcastic pieces of shit. And I remember,
like, see how much you've flossed since the last time you were here. Well, oh, dude, come on, really,
dude. When I was little, I was a wee tot. By the way, let me preface this. I've always had regular dental checkups. Always. Every 6 months. Always. And for some reason, when I was a kid and didn't have permanent teeth, I had one time I had 13 cavities. 13 what? Fucking cavities. For one checkup.
Baby teeth or real teeth?
Baby teeth. This is before I had my adult permanent teeth. Whoa. 13! And I remember distinctly.
Out of what? Max 24? Is that what
I'm sure that. Dude, I was fucking 8 years old and I had a fucking silver cap tooth. Like I'm iced tea. Like I had a fucking silver cap tooth. It's when I was 8. It was fucking horrible. And not only that, I broke that tooth that was covered in fucking silver or whatever it was by chewing a Now and Laters. I didn't stop the candy. I couldn't.
All right.
Okay.
I gotcha.
I actually had that. They gave me that tooth. I had it for a very long time, and for some reason, I just haven't had a whole lot of cavities with my permanent teeth. But when I was a kid, I had tons of them, and I remember one cleaning that I went to. The dentist was being like really shitty. They're like, "Oh, great! I guess we could see your breakfast now. Wonderful! Didn't even brush, didn't flush, floss or anything." And I'm like, "Whatever."
Didn't flush.
I'm like, "Whatever." And what they did was they took the fucking hook and put it right in my face, which basically means they raised it 3 inches because it was in my mouth. They put it and showed it to me. They go, "This is gross." They actually showed me a hook full of mung. And they go, "This is gross." The dentist. This is supposed to be somebody who's supposed to instill fucking hygiene and you know, take care of me and make me want to.
No, this is gross. You're gross.
They just showed me. They showed me a hook of like fucking toothed skin, and said it was gross. And I said, and they said, "What are you gonna do?" I said, "Oh, that's cool," like that. And they go, "Yeah, it's real cool." And then they just go on that little fucking apron they put on you, that little plastic backed fucking paper towel. Gross. What kind of fucking doctor would do that? I just fucking remembered that today. Gross.
Asshole doctors.
And apparently they have enough power to get somebody to brush their teeth in a shitstorm. I don't know. So, well, Steve, you are alive, and you do have a toaster oven, and yeah, all is good. Well. Everything's good with you.
It's got a rotisserie upgrade. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. And SOPA is not going to happen. So that's good. You'll have your pus videos, your fucking bot fly videos. Your tsetse fly, fucking.
And we can keep saying, "Oh snap!"
Yeah, we won't be sued by C-Rock or Big Marquee.
Because I know C-Rock will be on a rampage once SOPA passes.
Hey, we were gonna play the TV theme game for 8 hours tonight, but hey,
sue new style.
We can't because SOPA. Okay, so we're just gonna say hey,
hey,
ooh, okay.
Snap.
Jesus Christ. I would love to hear a recording of that dude's show. I used to have one.
Yeah, where'd they go? Four-year-old delete your entire file?
Yeah, yeah, Clayton's kid hacked my computer and fucking deleted everything.
Hacked you in New Jersey and just deleted everything?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do we need everything like at a fucking click? Do we need everything accessible to us? It can't be,
no,
it can't be healthy.
I'm involved in a lot of that, so it's good it's missing.
Yeah, I mean, like the idea that, you know, that Quest commercial came to life, and that's a reality. Now you could find pretty much every performance of anything. Like, do we need all that shit? Like, I'm relatively new to on demand. Like, we didn't have it at my parents' house, and since we've been here, we had it, but I never fucking used it because I never had the desire to. And recently, I just got into a fucking a sweep of wanting to just watch on-demand movies constantly. And I had a moment of clarity, and I looked at like the recently viewed, like the last few movies I watched. I watched movies just because like fucking I could, just because they were there. I'm like, oh, whoa. May as well put that on, do some shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Steve.
Big Trouble in Little China.
No. No. I wish. I wish. Steve, take a stab. There's so many fucking movies you can never guess. It's a bad thing.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No. Steve, I watched you. Here are two movies that I watched. A League of Their Own and fucking My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I don't know why the fuck I watched it, dude. I watched both of those fucking things.
All right, A League of Their
Own. Just because I could.
Yeah, I'll let A League of Their Own slide.
I'm looking at fucking Clayton. I'm looking at Clayton. By the way, the two Southerners that are in the chat room right now instantly go, fag! Fag! Gay!
Gay.
Yeah, I looked at, I put it on, and I'm like, it's just, you know, background noise while I code, while I program. And I find myself looking at it every now and then. I'm like, oh, I remember this. I watched this with Amanda. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Yep. Oh, yeah, the Windex. Yeah, they really used it for everything. Yeah. Wow, these Greeks look a lot like Dago Wops. This could have just been Italian. Yeah, it was pretty fucking bad. And I looked at it, and I'm like, holy shit, dude. And then I just put on, like, Born on the 4th of July. I'm like, I need something with fucking guns and people with missing shit. I need people that can't walk and horror and pain and terrible scenes and heart-wrenching shit. Like, and that made it all better a little bit.
That's good.
So, like, if anybody saw the recently viewed shit, like, they would see, oh, okay, the People versus Larry Flint... fucking a League of Their Own, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and then fucking Born on the 4th of July. And like, oh, I guess this is a, you know,
obvious evolution.
No, both of them are probably watching movies. You know, Amanda probably watches the movies. Ken probably watches the movies. No, all me. And I just couldn't feel more fucking embarrassed.
That's right.
I don't know why. It was there. So I put it on. I'm like, oh my God. You know what gets me is it says expires January 24th. I'm fuck. When am I going to get to see this again? Better hit play.
You start.
I can't wait to see the diner scene. I can't wait to see it because they're Greek, right?
In the diner.
Yeah. And they all look so enthused about being Greek. It's great. What a pile of horseshit. And I fucking watched it. And I voluntarily watched it. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah. Hey, did you guys see Greek Wedding? Yeah. Amanda made me watch it. No, it's not even that. No, I chose this shit. Horrible. Absolutely fucking terrible. You ever catch yourself in a moment of, like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yes. Last night, actually, I was watching some sci-fi movies.
Pants actually, down. No. Dick in hand.
No, you know what? No. Yeah. No, you know, it was...
Oh, Worf!
It wasn't even sci-fi, it was Chiller. Have you seen the Chiller channel?
No, I haven't seen that shit. What is that? Is it like independent horror or something?
Yes, yes. Like all terrible horror movies. It's the sci-fi channel of horror movies.
That's pretty bad. Again, you could look at that and say, yeah, I'm a guy watching horror movies. And not like, I'm a guy watching... The indie rom-com darling movie of 2003.
No, yeah.
Nothing as bad as that, ever, really? You can't make me feel any fucking better about myself? I just have to hate myself until I watch fucking First Blood for the 1,000th time?
I'm sorry, I think I'm lucky. I haven't seen really any terrible movies, and I think most of that shit is just on channels people really shouldn't watch.
Yeah, see... there's a thread on the Heroes Talk. There's a thread on the fucking Heroes Talk forum where I guess you post a screenshot of a movie that made you cry like a bitch. Like the name of the thread is "I cried like a bitch watching," and you know there's like
you have a movie. You have one.
I posted one in there. Yeah, I did.
Well, what movie? I'm not gonna go to it now. What movie?
Well, tell me what you would post in there if you actually gave a shit about the site.
I got a movie. I'll tell you mine if you. I'll tell. I have no problem.
No problem with
you
it.
Posted
you tell me yours. You tell me yours. All right, buddy.
October Sky.
What the fuck is that?
It's a Jake Gyllenhaal movie about like NASA scientists.
Why'd you cry? Because he shaved his beard off and didn't look as rugged.
No.
By the way, that's a hey, you're a fag joke from a guy who willingly watched a Neo-Verda Greek Face's fucking only movie. Okay. I don't know what it is. October Sky? Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's based on a true story. Okay. Like a bunch of NASA guys like that were just screwing around in Pennsylvania in a coal mine. Like all their parents were coal miners.
Oh, yeah.
And these kids wanted to make rockets. And they all got into NASA pretty much.
Okay.
But well, certain parts of it were like, you know, emotional. It was good.
Well, you got Best in Show Brian posting the Dead Poets Society. Best in Show Chris posts Cars. Best in Show Brian has like 7 posts in this thread, by the way. Like E.T., fucking...
He cried during E.T.
American Beauty...
wait, what part of E.T. was?
I think Saving Private Ryan.
I can see that.
127 Hours.
I never saw that movie.
I saw it.
I saw the documentary before the movie.
I've only posted one, but there are several in my
lifetime. What's your movie? I told you mine.
Okay. I cried during Marley and Me.
Oh, you know what? I have never watched that movie because of probably why you cried during that movie.
Well, they have that big scene where this fluorescent lit room.
The dog dies. All right, let's spoil it.
They set it up. Like, if you just, if they, okay. If they, here, listen, listen.
I'm gonna watch that movie about a dog dying.
If they showed Owen Wilson with the dog in the car and then they had the little piano music and they just showed a black screen with white text that said, the dog's dead, I wouldn't cry.
Yep.
But they set it up. They showed this fluorescent like lab, and he's on a.
Showed you the dog like
he's on a. He's got his fucking sad eyes. He's on a slab table. Owen Wilson's just going around the fucking table like, you were a good dog. You were a good dog. He rubs his fucking hand one last time. He's like, I remember his dog ate a fucking answering machine and shit out a fucking payphone, and you were a good dog. And it's just like. Fucking! It rips you. It rips you.
If it doesn't, you
have no soul. Okay.
Well, I haven't seen it.
All right. Fucking Van from Alabama calling me a pussy because the last 10 dogs that he had, he choked the life out of.
Wow.
You know how we put dogs down in Alabama?
We look them down till they're dead.
Choke them.
Choke them. Choke the fucking life out of them.
Once they get out of puppyhood, throw them in a kiddie pool. Put bricks on their face. That's how we know we need new dog. Oh, yeah. It was a little bit moving. It was moving.
It happens.
When I was watching A League of Their Own.
And Dottie Hanson is a shot out the left.
For some reason. I felt myself getting moved. I felt myself getting moved. And I was watching the movie. And Stillwell Angel says, Mom died about
Stillwell
back. Oh, she should have seen it. Ah! No, I didn't weep, but I felt like if I fucking was in the right state of mind, I probably could have fucking cried to that movie. And that would have been a permanent seal on me being a complete fucking panty waist.
Yep.
Fucking douche. And
Stillwell Angel.
Love it or leave it, Tommy. That's right. That's why I put on fucking Born on the 4th of July. Jesus Christ.
Good just move.
Absolutely fucking frustrating. Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. Why don't we nothing else to add, Steve? You ready to wrap this son of a bitch up? Anything you want to add? Is there listen, don't let me just fucking sway you here. If you got something to say, fucking say it.
Happy birthday to my friend, Jen, who will never listen or ever like the show.
Why wouldn't she like this? What's wrong with this?
Actually, no, she probably would.
Well, why don't you tell her to listen?
I have. I'll try again next week.
Jen, happy birthday. Okay?
She's 30-something now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jen. I'm sorry.
Welcome to 30-somethings.
I apologize. I apologize. It's over for you, Jen.
Yep.
Do you feel the increasingly sandy texture of your ovaries? Do you feel
creeping
that happening?
In. This is
you,
creeping
you
in.
You feel it happening? It's happening. You might not know it. You think, oh,
it is.
I do yoga. I stretch. No, it's not helping. It's not going to help, Jen.
Zumba 3 times a week.
It's over. Pretty soon you're going to be hollow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, Jen. Hey, have a happy birthday. Enjoy that slice of cake. You have to work it off in the morning, baby.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, Jen, happy birthday. I don't even know you. You don't listen to the show either, so it doesn't fucking matter what I say. Steve, thank you very much for being a part of this show. Thank you for listening to some original programming on HearUsTalk.com. Don't forget to listen to other shows on this network, like Best in Show. Try bestinshowradio.com. Download their episode. Subscribe to the podcast. Also, Hate Us Talk. That's HateUsTalk.com. And Geeks of Rage. That's GeeksOfRageShow.com. Subscribe. And with all these shows, if you comment and provide a rating of 5 stars on iTunes, Steve the LARPer will suck your dick.
Might happen.
Only if you do all of them.
It might happen.
Five stars.
Trifecta.
If you do fours, if you only do a 4-star review, he'll suck your big toe.
It's all good.
Five only. It's the best deal. Thank you very much. DJNewStyleShow.com, Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Thank you for listening, everybody. Take care, and have a good goddamn week. Thank you very much. Shuk, 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 shuk.